Pesach, we have to talk about Pesach issues, and one of the things we're going to discuss is, when are we supposed to daven mincha on Erev Pesach? So you'll say, what's the problem? Why can't you daven mincha the same time you daven every other day? So that's a very interesting question, and just by way of appreciating what exactly the question is about, let's first talk today about mincha in general, and then tomorrow we'll speak about why Erev Pesach mincha might be a little bit different. So we begin with the following. The Gemara says in Brachos that tfilos keneged karbanos tiknum. The Gemara says that the tfilos were set up to be in sync with the sacrifices that were offered in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, every morning they offered a karban tamid shel shachar. Every afternoon they offered a karban tamid shel ben ha'arbayim. So therefore, we have shachris in the morning, and we have mincha in the afternoon to be somewhat in sync with those karbanos they had offered every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Writes the Sefer Achinuch. Why was it important that we had karbanos offered every morning and every afternoon in the Beis HaMikdash? Why couldn't we just take care of it all at once? So he writes as follows, Shenitztavu Yisrael sheyakrivu al yidei mesharsei Hashem Yisbarach shehem ha-kohanim. We were obligated in the mitzvah, which should be performed by the kohanim, to bring shnei kevasim b'nei shana tamimim le'ola. B'chol yom, every day we have an obligation to bring two kevasim, two calves, to the Beis HaMikdash, to, what? Kvasim are calves. Kvasim are, kevis is a
sheep.
A sheep. Correct. Why did I say two calves? I don't know. Shnei kevasim and eishana tamim and lola. It's a good thing you're here. B'chol yom. So every day we have an obligation. Who knows how many things I say wrong on the other days? So we have an obligation every day. Ha'echad ba'boker v'hasheni ben harbaim. The first one we have an obligation to bring in the morning, and the second one in the afternoon. Shena mara, as it says, tzav es b'nei Yisrael v'amartar lehem es karboni lachmi li'ishai. This is the pasuk that we recite in their karbanos, or at least that we're supposed to recite in their karbanos. Then the Sefer Achinuch goes on and he says, Mishrashei mitzvah sakarbanos. What is the root of the mitzvah? Why do we have this obligation to bring karbanos every day? Shenitztavinu ba'avoda zu hatmidis shehi pamayim bayom, that we have an obligation twice a day. One is bizrichas hashemesh, one is when the sun rises, uvenetosa l'erev, and one is as the sun begins to set. Leman nis'ora ritoch hamaisa hazeh, in order that we should be moved by what it is that we're doing, by the mitzvah we're performing, v'nasim kalibeinu v'chol machshavoseinu, and that we should invest all of our minds and all of our hearts, l'davka b'Hashem Baruch Hu, to become close and to cling with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ka'omri kama pa'amim, as the Sefer Achinuch references that he has said on many occasions, she'ha'adam nifal, a person is influenced, b'tivo misora, and his body reacts and responds, l'fi esek ma'aseyu, in accordance with what it is that you're doing, your body will go along with that. V'lachein, and therefore, b'hiyosa adam nachon b'tivo, she'tzarach l'sakein lo mazon pa'amayim erev avoker, the same way we know we have to have breakfast and we have to have lunch. Everybody knows otherwise we're not going to function well today. So too, nitztave she'yasem magamaso ve'asako ve'esek avodas baro, gamkein shtei pa'amim. So too, we have an obligation to invest our energies and make sure we remind ourselves at least twice a day in Shachris and Mincha that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam to give us spiritual sustenance. Levaltia avodas ha'eved la'atzma yisera al avodas ha'lerabo. If we service ourselves at least twice a day with breakfast and lunch, then certainly we have to service the Ribbono Shel Olam and get ourselves accustomed to do that twice a day. V'chol zeh lama, why do we do that? K'dei la'ora rucha v'chefzo tamid liskar esbara, in order that we have built-in reminders throughout the day that there is a God and we're supposed to reconnect with Him at various points in the day. U'v'chein, and therefore, says the Sefer Achinuch, by offering the karban tamid and the karmat shel ben harbayim, that will remind us, as well as we daven mincha and shachris, to resonate that which was done in the Beis HaMikdash, so we try and do that as well in our avoda nowadays. So the Gemara says in Brachos on Davav, when discussing the importance of davening mincha, the Gemara says as follows, Amar Abchelba, Amar Abhuna, La'olam yehi adam zahir b'tfilas ha-mincha. Person should always be careful to daven mincha. Now obviously you have to be careful to do all the mitzvahs, but the Gemara says that mincha takes a very special significance, Shehare Eliyahu lo nana ela b'tfilas ha-mincha, because the great Eliyahu HaNavi was answered not by shacharis, not by ma'ariv, but rather at the time of mincha. We know that. Shenemar, vayihi ba'alos ha-mincha, and it was when he was offering. It was at the time of mincha, vayagash Eliyahu ha-navi vayomar, aneni Hashem aneni. And that's when Eliyahu ha-navi is answered at the time of mincha. Therefore, says the Gemara, this is considered to be an auspicious time, and that's why mincha has to be taken very seriously. Says the tour. I don't know, shacharis is probably also very important, so why is mincha highlighted so significantly? So the Torah writes very practically. By Shachris, you wake up in the morning, you roll out of bed, and you go and you daven, and then you're on for the day. However, says the Torah, it's much more difficult, and certainly in the winter months, it's much more difficult to get mincha in the middle of the day when we're trying to work, we're trying to accomplish, and we have to stop everything we're doing in order to daven mincha, and to get it in before the shkia, and to start after chatzos is not so easy. Therefore, says the Torah, because it's difficult, and because we have to carve out time from all that we do during the day in order to make time for mincha, therefore he says mincha has to be something that we take very much, we pay very much attention to. And that's why the Gemara says that mincha is something we should give special significance to more so than the other tefillahs. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that the same way you have the culmination of Yom Kippur, partially the high point of Yom Kippur is Ne'ilah, which basically culminates everything we've done during the day, so too he says mincha is also the culmination of all the things you've done during the day, to daven for everything you've done, to make sure everything you do is centered around the Ribbono Shel Olam. So therefore the Aruch HaShulchan writes, this is like Ne'ilah every day. I never thought about mincha in that way, but he says mincha in some way is the culmination of the entire day, because as we know, a Jewish day, a halachic day, starts with the nighttime, with Ma'ariv, then you go to Shachris, and then you have mincha, which is in some way the Ne'ilah of the day. So mincha is very important. As an aside, the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Chav Ches, that Amar Av Safrat Silusa de Avram Miki Mishachri Kasli. So the Gemara says that the tefillah of Avram Avinu, mincha, is supposed to be davin Miki Mishachri Kasli, once the walls start getting dark. What does it mean, once the walls start getting dark? Means once the sun is no longer right in the center of the earth, in the center of the sky, and now it starts tipping to the other direction to set. So that's when you start davening the tefillah of Avraham Avinu, which is mincha, which is your question. So that's all the Rishonim asked the question 1 minute. So the Gemara then asks, how did Avraham Avinu know the times? How did he know when it was time for Shachar's time for mincha? The Gemara says Avraham Avinu didn't really have a watch, so how was he supposed to know precisely how to figure out what time everything was? So the Gemara says, well, maybe Avraham Avinu had some sort of way in his heart of knowing everything, what time it was exactly, and when tefillahs are supposed to be daven. Or secondly, says the Gemara, maybe Avraham Avinu was a zaken v'yoshev v'yeshiva, and therefore he knew everything there was to know. Okay, but the most obvious problem is what you're wondering, that Avraham Avinu is the one who is masakin mincha. What do you mean? The Gemara says in Brachas Dav Chavav, Avraham Avinu was masakin shachris, and Yitzchak was masakin mincha, and Yaakov Avinu was masakin ma'ariv. So what does the Gemara say? That mincha is the tefillah of Avraham Avinu. It's lucid Avraham. Doesn't make sense. So the answer to that the Rishonim give is, the basic simple answer that the Rishonim give, the Tosis Rid, the Tosis Rishonim, they talk about it. Basically, they say that Avraham Avinu was kiyam kalotara kula kodem shenitna. So Avraham Avinu kept not only the mitzvahs midaraisa, but he kept the mitzvahs midarabanan. The Gemara says on Erev Chatzeres and Atilas Yadayim, he kept everything. So the Gemara says that therefore Avraham Avinu must have also kept the mitzvah of daven mincha, even though it wasn't yet instituted. But Avraham Avinu kept it the same way he kept everything else. Yitzchak Avinu goes down in history as the one who instituted mincha, because he institutionalized that from now on everybody has to daven mincha. But this was already a practice that was around in the times of Avraham Avinu as well. So be it as it may, we have the tefillah of mincha, which the Gemara says is very important. That's considered like the ne'ilah of the day, the Aruch HaShulchan says. And it was already a practice that's been around from the days of Avraham Avinu, not just from Yitzchak. It was already around from the days of Avraham Avinu, and therefore the Gemara says it's something we should take very seriously. When we discuss the tefillah of mincha, there are two zmanim that we find. One is what we call mincha gedola, and one is what we find as referred to mincha ktana. So what's the story with mincha gedola and mincha ktana? So the Gemara says mincha gedola means from 6.5 hours in the day. Again, a halachic day is split up into 12 hours. So 12 hours means 6 hours are going to be the first half of the day, 6 hours are going to be the second half of the day. So mincha is supposed to be davin the second half of the day. That's considered the afternoon, bein harabayim. So the Gemara says we have two halves of the second half of the day. One half is from 6.5 hours until 9.5 hours, and then you have from 9.5 hours till the 12-hour mark. So that's what the Gemara says is considered mincha gedola is 6.5 to 9.5, and mincha ketana is 9.5 till the end of the day, till 12 hours. That's what the Gemara says in Brachos. Now Rashi comments on that. First of all, why is it that mincha ketana, mincha gedola, what significance does it have? So the Gemara says, every day the tamid shel bein harabayim, every day when they offered the carbon in the afternoon, that was offered at 9.5 hours into the day. That was what we call mincha ketana. That's when they offered the carbon tamid shel bein harabayim. So Rashi writes, let's say there was a major emergency in the Beis HaMikdash, tons of people coming to offer karbanos, and for whatever reason we're not going to have the ability to bring the karban tamid shel bein harabayim late in the afternoon when we normally bring it. What's the earliest time when we have the ability to bring the karban tamid shel bein harabayim? So what would you say? 6.5 or 6? If a day is 12 hours, the second half of the day is the last 6 hours. So what would you say? 6 hours is when you're allowed to, or six and a half?
Six and a half.
I would have said six. You're saying six and a half. Why six and a half? Right, but why is that true? Why should it be? We say the Zman of Mincha Gdol is 6.5 hours. Why 6.5? If Mincha has to be davened in the second half of the day, well, the second half of the day is already 6 hours into the day. It should be. So Rashi has two conflicting opinions on this. What? So Rashi has two conflicting opinions in two different places, or in four different places. Rashi, in one place, writes that no, the Bein HaRabayim, the afternoon, starts not at Chatzos. The afternoon starts at 6.5 hours, a little bit more, once the sun is already tipping in the other direction, not when it's directly in the middle of the sky. It has to be already going toward the sunset. So therefore, Rashi says in one place that Bein HaRabayim, the definition of afternoon, as far as Mincha goes, is 6.5 hours. That's what Rashi says. Therefore, the earliest time, if you had some kind of emergency, and you want to figure out how early can I bring the carbon tumid in the state of an emergency, the answer is 6.5 hours. However, Rashi writes in a number of places that that's not the case. Rashi writes in Brachas Daf Chavav. Rashi has a comment also in other places in Psachim Daf Samach Gimel and Brachas Daf Tes. Rashi writes a conflicting opinion. And there he says, no. The afternoon already starts at 6 hours. However, the first half hour, you got to give some room for error. Not everybody knows the exact time. Once it's already a half hour into the second half of the day, then you're not going to make a mistake. And therefore, Rashi says, really, I would have been able to say 6 hours is the cutoff. That's already considered the second half of the day. Just because human beings sometimes make mistakes with timing, therefore we say, give it a half hour window, and Mincha Gdola only starts at 6.5 hours, which makes a very important nafkamina lahalacha. Prima Gadim discusses it, and the Shulchan Aruch himself discusses it. Look, says the Shulchan Aruch in Ilchas Mincha, Misha Yisbalot Tfilas Mincha La'achar Sheish Shos Umechza. Somebody who davens Mincha after 6.5 hours into the day, Yotza. He's Yotze, says the Magen Avraham. What does that sound like? If you daven any time before 6.5 hours in the day, you are not Yotze. You have not fulfilled your obligation, because afternoon means 6.5 hours into the day. And before 6.5 hours, that's still considered to be not yet the afternoon. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. That's what the Magen Avraham argues is the Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Prima Gadim takes major issue with that. And he says, no, you forgot about the other Rashi's commentary, where Rashi writes that, really, the afternoon starts at 6 hours. The only reason you wait a half hour is because maybe you'll make a mistake. And therefore, says the Prima Gadim, if a person davens Mincha already at 6 hours into the day and doesn't wait that extra half hour, we would say he is Yotze. Wasn't the right thing to do, because you were not sure whether or not you were doing the proper Zman yet, 6 to 6.5. We don't know exactly precisely what time everything is supposed to be. So therefore he writes, but b'di'evad, the Prima Gadim argues, a person would be Yotze the mitzvah of Mincha, because, after all, it is the second half of the day. After all, it is the afternoon. So that's exactly the issue you're raising. When does the afternoon start? Does it start at 6 hours? Does it start at 6.5? Is a major discussion in the Gadolei Achronim, and the Prima Gadim, the Mishneh Berurah, and the Magen Avraham all have the discussion. The Mishneh Berurah says, Tzarechi in Ladina. He's not sure what the Halacha L'maisa is. If a person davens at 6 hours, and they didn't wait for the first half an hour after the Chatzos Hayom, is that considered to be that you've been Yotze your obligation? Or do we say, no, even B'di'evit it's not good, because the afternoon is only defined as 6.5 hours into the day. And it cuts in the other direction as well. The Shulchan Aruch talks about Shachris. What if you have a person, says the Shulchan Aruch, he's supposed to daven Shacharis, obviously, in a certain window in the morning. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, what if you have a person who already missed the Dalet Shos, the first 4 hours in the day when one is supposed to daven Shacharis? Says the Mechaber, Afal pi she'ein lo schar ketfila bizmana, even though it's already past 4 hours and that's not really supposed to be the time that you daven Shacharis anymore, still, says the Mechaber, you have a right to daven the Shemona Esrei, because schar tfila you still get. You still get reward for davening, even though you didn't daven in the right time. What's the cutoff? What's the latest you can daven Shacharis? Even if you don't want the tefillah b'zmana schar, you just want the tefillah component of it. Says the Rama, Achar HaChatzos, Asur lehispalo tefillah Shacharis. Once Chatzos comes, no longer are you allowed to daven Shacharis. So what does Chatzos mean? Does Chatzos mean 6 hours, or does Chatzos mean 6.5 hours? It's the same discussion. And here, once again, the Mishneh Berurah quotes the Achronim, who were not sure. What if a person forgot to daven in the morning? They realize at 12:15... let's say Chatzos is a perfect day, 12:15, What would you say? Is a person allowed to daven hour? Do you say no? Once 12 o'clock struck, now it's already considered the afternoon, and you have no right to daven any longer. So this is a very interesting issue that comes up, not only with regard to mincha, about when is the earliest time you could daven mincha, but also when is the latest time you could daven shachris? When do we assume that now it's no longer the morning, now it's considered the afternoon? Do we consider the first half an hour after chatzos to be a part of the morning, or is that considered to be already a part of the afternoon? Over there, by the shachris, the Mishnah Berurah writes that if you daven shachris in that half an hour, he says, yatzei dechavaso, and you don't have to daven a makeup davening by mincha for the shachris that you missed. It's already considered good enough. Why does he come to that conclusion here by shachris, and he doesn't say the same conclusion by mincha? Not exactly sure how you reconcile that. But this is an important issue, and tomorrow we'll have to figure out whether or not there's any reason to say that when it comes to mincha and Erev Pesach, perhaps we should say that the Zmanim are going to change a little bit, that maybe there's a opportune time to daven mincha on Erev Pesach, which might be a little bit different than the time when one is supposed to daven mincha on any other day of the year. Yeah?
Why